You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Frank, can I help you?
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Running a little late today. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. How'd your court session turn out yesterday?
Well, it was probably one of those days of dueling that I hate. No, it's the part of being a landlord that just it's just the worst part, because it can tend to get so stripey. People, you know, when it comes to money and things, they like to, you know.
I can barely hear you, buddy.
Oh, sorry. Let me put this a little bit forward. Some papers hanging over my speaker. Mm-hmm. Anyways, as far as the day went, it was a victorious day, as far as I had three cases, and the judge ruled on one right away. The other two, one of them out of the two, we got a payment agreement arranged, and third one was that I got to go back for it on there. But if they don't follow the directions of the court within, you know, by being out by a certain period of time, I think it's the fifth or something, then they're in big trouble. So basically, I guess it was a good day as far as that stuff goes, but I feel like a big, bad man today. But
why? Because you had to... I understand.
I'm on that mercy side, I guess, you know what I mean? And people kind of know it, but lately I've turned to get to the place where I've got to, you know, I'm thinking more of at least my, you know, of the investors that I work with, the bank, you know, the responsibilities I have. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, I've let people go over a year sometimes without paying.
You know, the promise of God is that the Holy Spirit would lead us in all truths and righteousness.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's renters or the guy standing on the street corner, you know, asking you for a buck, the answer is to simply ask the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, do I tell this guy to, you know, go get a job, or do I give him $20?
Right. Right.
And the answer will be different for different people.
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, you've had renters you've carried for a year.
Yeah.
Others, you pray about it, and and some would say, oh, but you know, how could you ever justify putting somebody out? Well, okay, maybe we don't know everyone's story.
Yeah.
But by keeping that person in that apartment or in that house or whatever it might be, you could be tying up a spot. God may have a family that needs a place.
Right.
They need to meet you. They need to be a part of your ministry. They need to be ministered to by you, whatever the case. And you're stopping the flow because you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's saying, hey, do whatever it takes to get them out. God has a family he wants to put in here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can beat ourselves up when we do even when we know it's the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
we still beat ourselves up.
Well, that's why that word that I had for the other day was on, as I was driving, I think it was yesterday, as I was going towards court, was the, you know, in every business transaction, God demands fairness. And that, it was really true for yesterday. I mean, I forgave, you know, one person a certain, you know, two-thirds of the debt and worked out a payment arrangement with them. And they were almost going to walk on it. And we went to we had to go through a mediator. And the mediator said, listen, if you don't sign this, if you don't agree with them right today, you're going to come back and you're going to get nicked for $3,000+, you know. And he was telling them, you're really stupid. I knew they'd stupid, you know, it'd be foolish for them, you know, to try and fight it. Because when you get in with the judge, I mean, he doesn't care about a bunch of peripheral, you know, make-believe stories. It's all about the facts and how much are they behind and blah, blah, blah. And what attempts have they made to pay, and you know, oftentimes it's really short, and they're oftentimes curt, and it's over with, you know. And you know, people think that it's going to be, I don't know, they think that they, you know, can, you know, jerk you around. Well, they try to jerk you around as a landlord, but they think they're going to jerk around the judge, and it just doesn't work that way, you know. So, but they finally, you know, came to their senses, and we ended up walking out of there with, you know, that put together. But yeah, I just kind of like go through a thing, you know, because I minister to all these people that come here, so it's kind of like, I just, you know, I kind of consider them all, you know, all of them like family, but it's, you know, it's not that I can't be tough, because I can be at times, so it's just a matter of, like you said, following the Holy Ghost, you know, so I had it many a time, you know, and in the beginning when I had my place in the middle of South Minneapolis, you know, where I had the Lord tell me, you know, as I was coming to lower the boom on one lady that was supposedly a believer, but she wasn't walking the walk or talk, you know, she just talked the talk, and you know, and she had a certain amount of money that came through her doors through you know, so even though she was on maybe Section 8 or something like that, they have money that's allocated for rents, and if they're not directly paid, sometimes they get paid to them, then they sometimes are tempted to party with it or whatever. But when I came down there, the Lord told, you know, I was ready to lower the boom, and I asked the Lord, what should I do as I'm going down there, you know, it's already kind of half wound up, and the Lord told me, he said, be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. And I'm going like, I don't want to hear that. You know, I need money. But when I got in there, then she had some money. That's, I think, is the way it was. I think she had all of her money for rent at that particular time. But she was behind a couple. She had part of it. That's what it was. 1 month, but she was behind two or something. The Lord just told me, he said, forgive her. You know, and tell her to go take the money that you let her keep, tell her that she's got to go to her church that she goes to and give the minister, you know, start tithing again and give 10% of it. And so I did. As soon as I did, she started to cry like a baby, and then that she just poured out her heart to me, you know, and started repenting of all the things that she was doing that she knew was wrong, where otherwise she was getting kind of a, you know, real lippy, you know, kind of stuff at first. And it just totally broke whatever was going on with her in her life. So it happens at times where you know, I like to do those kinds of things more than I like to do the other kinds of right. things, because I like to see, you know, people come to repentance, but it doesn't always bring about repentance. So that's like what you said is more accurate. You've got to be able to ask the Lord each time, because some people they're not willing to repent. Some people are doing drugs and you know, creating problems actually for us at times, and bad name for our community and our, you know, our little development here. So it's kind of like yeah, you gotta follow the Holy Ghost. So well, I know you're short in time today, so I just I've got one word that kept rolling over in me was the measure you meet mm-hmm. will be measured back to you again. And
that's true.
It's how you know. There's another scripture that I usually connect up with that, and it has to do with mercy. You know, the Lord says, you know, if you've not shown any mercy to anyone, you'll be shown no mercy. And isn't that powerful? I mean, you just to think about those thoughts that, you know, it all comes back to our attitudes, really, towards others, on how God rewards us while we're here. And it has an implication in that scripture, you know, if you've not been merciful, let's say, you know, your entire life, God won't be merciful to you. And that could, it could possibly bring into imply that salvation, you know, your potential salvation, eternal salvation or well-being and fellowship with the Father could be jeopardized. I mean, that's pretty heavy, and I prefer to be on the side where, you know, hey, love covers a multitude of sin, you know, but some people like to expose each other's sins, you know, instead of being gracious and learning to cover one another's sins, especially in marriage relationships, you know, and that type of thing, where you start out as lovers and in love with one another, and then somewhere along the line, you know, somebody starts holding grudges, and next thing you know, you've got yourself a bag of unforgiveness. It's not pretty, you know. And these are things that, you know, it says, well, what does that have to do with trading? Well, I guarantee you, you know, it can mess up your day while you are internally in turmoil and not settled in love, you know, with your mate and those that are closest around you. So it's real important to keep yourself, and the Bible tells us to follow after peace, and we're to be peacemakers. And when we lose the peace, I usually describe grace as inner strength and peace as inner rest. And when you lose that and you get into turmoil, boy, I just tell you, it was just, I don't know about you, but it messes my day up.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, so it's just a word of, you know, it's not lightning your revelation, but it's something that oftentimes we need to just slow down a little bit, calm down a little bit, and then give, you know, yourself time to think and to talk to the Father before you get near that trading board, because you're talking, you know, it seems like it can go out of that account, you know, pretty quick if you've got a wrong frame of mind. You know, it just you just tend to have had a propensity to, you know, shoot myself in the foot. You know, and just like, if I'm not calm, if I'm not rested, Greg's got a wonderful, you know, format, you know, of teaching people, listen to music, you know, some Christian, tunes and different things. And, I put together, through a pastor in, Chicago, a sheet full of positive affirmations that you can make. Mm-hmm. And speaking these things over yourself before you enter into doing anything in life, in business, and it just gets you set up for an expectancy for good things to happen and not bad things. And then you can just feel the peace of God start to garrison about your heart and your mind by the Holy Ghost. And that's, you know, then it's time to, you know, full speed ahead. And same thing there. Okay, Lord, how many contracts? How many, you know, you know, and you know, I've had the Lord tell me, I don't know how many times, you know, when to get in and when to get out, you know. And, you know, I've got a basic, you know, set format, you know, just from, different trading techniques and different things that will give you an idea if you're going to be in, you know, short-term or long-term, depending on what time frames you're trading, you know, how long you're going to stick out something. But, you know, having God on your side and listening to the Holy Spirit and the Bible. Jesus just said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow. So the more you know the Word of God, the more you hear His voice, I believe the easier increase comes to us in life. And, you know, and if we make mistakes, He's there to help correct and to encourage us, to edify us, and help to build us up and go forward. So, well, I won't keep you
Amen, brother.
Any longer. But
God bless you, Frank.
Yeah, God bless you, and bless all the listeners.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.